I want to. You're reading about it in the press all the time, so I want to give you the four or five things that are happening in our business that are, you know, with 31 active situations. What is driving this? I'd say number one is everyone should be who works for a public company. This is risk management. When 25% of the S&P 500 has an activist or broker-dealer in there, if you're not preparing for this, you're failing as a risk manager. These guys will come in. Just about every bank works for the activists nowadays. So when we were advising Qualcomm, NXP, Elliott had hired UBS, Deutsche Bank showed up. We're defending a big energy company in Texas, and the buyer didn't like what was going on about the company pushing back, so the banker called D.E. Shaw to come in. You know, Telecom Olivetti, they had, you know, JPM accumulating shares for Elliott to take the big share. Elliott raised $5 billion in a week. I don't know if you know Elliott, one of the big activist hedge funds. One of my partners got an email from his Morgan Stanley wealth manager saying, "Hey, would you like to invest in this great new hedge fund, Elliott? You know, we're the exclusive fundraiser for this." So they're able to raise through the banks. And there have been catastrophic results for companies that have not been prepared. You look what happened at Newell, at Xerox. They basically swept out the board, and it's horrible. And where were those companies? Were they prepared? Companies generally, what they do is they maybe have a PR firm put together a 30-page deck of press releases and other things. And I don't know what you do with that. Hit the activists over the head with it? Because this is a hand-to-hand shareholder piece. And so when I mean this is risk management, I mean that you have to know if something happens, what are you going to go out that first day with? What is your messaging going to be?